Landing Craft Headquarters 267. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by the New Jersey Shipbuilding Corporation, Barber, New Jersey. She was laid down November 7, 1942 and launched on January 16, 1943. On completion of fitting out, she was delivered and transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on February 14, 1943 at Staten Island, New York, and commissioned as H.M.S. Il. 267. She now began a short shakedown and workup in the New York area. She was involved in a minor collision with the Staten Island ferry during exercises on the river. On completion, she sailed for Norfolk Navy Yard, Virginia, for repairs and alterations. Over the next 2 months, she underwent the installation of plastic armor, sounding equipment, sponsons and flare plates, repairs to her hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. Before leaving Norfolk, she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewall's Point magnetic range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julian's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. USIL 267 was 112 craft that had completed their modifications and training at Norfolk Navy Yard by late May 1943, and which formed the 12th USIL flotilla. These sailed in convoy with six other craft, Flight #10, for the first leg of their Atlantic crossing to North Africa on May 31. The others craft were USILS 115, 173, 255, 276, 287, 288, 291, 295, 301, 302, 304, 306, 307, 309, 310, 311, 312. After a brief stop at Bermuda, the group sailed again on May 31. 2 days later, USIL 267 was in trouble. One of her quad diesel engines caught fire and she was forced to return to Bermuda for repairs while the rest of the group went on. She was to spend several weeks in Bermuda awaiting a new engine delivered from the U.S. Once serviceable, she sailed for passage with the large eastbound convoy, UGS 11, joining on the morning of June 30. This comprised of 92 merchant ships and 30 escorts crossing from Hampton Roads to Portsead. On July 17, she suffered her second collision. At 6:25, she came alongside the starboard side of the minesweeper USS Tide for the transfer of fresh provisions, 75 pounds. Potatoes and 25 pounds. Onions. 5 minutes later, the transfer complete, she dropped back aft but swung to port before the two ships were clear of each other. The port landing ramp outrigger struck the Tide aft starboard quarter, springing several side plates above the waterline and puncturing the side at main deck level in two places. USIL 267 suffered a minor hole in the bow which took on water until it was patched up. The convoy passed through the Straits of Gibraltar on July 18 and USIL 267 proceeded to Algiers for repairs. She arrived there on July 21. Operations in the Mediterranean. During the next few months, USIL 267 appears to have been operating independently of her flotilla, ferrying equipment and stores to ports en route to Sicily. On September 3, 1943, she participated in Operation Baytown, landing troops at Reggio on the toe of the Italian coast. After the landings, she was again employed ferrying troops and stores up and down the coast before being sent to Taranto under the heel of Italy. From Taranto, she made a run into the Aegean, delivering troops and stores to the town of Barletta. On leaving Barletta, she proceeded to Malta, where her flotilla was to regroup. Allocated to the Eastern Fleet. On release from Mediterranean operations, the 12th SIL, flotilla was reallocated to Force F for a planned amphibious landing in Burma in the spring of 1944. The force comprised mainly of vessels released from Force M on completion of operations in the Mediterranean and the larger vessels, ill-sized Royal Scotsman, Flagship, Commodore Douglas, Guerin, Dunera, and Illawarra. The LS Empire Elaine Ustize Boxer, Bruiser, and Thruster, MT. Ships Fort Stager, Ocean Wanderer, Sampler, and Fort Buckingham, sailed for Bombay early in September 1943. The smaller ships of the 12th LCI, L, and 14th LCT flotillas sailed in early November. The 12th LCI, L, flotilla reached Aden on Friday, November 19, after a stormy crossing of the Red Sea. After refueling, the flotilla continued on to Bombay, arriving there on December 3, 1943. The flotilla was to remain at Bombay in the training role, operating with the RN Landing Craft Signals and Navigation Training Establishment HMS Braganza III. The planned landing, codenamed Operation Bullfrog, was cancelled in January 1944 and Force F officially disbanded on February 9. The major landing ships and MT ships relocated back to the Mediterranean, but the two landing craft flotillas remained in Bombay. Conversion to a headquarters ship. Early in 1944, SIL 267 was converted into an LCH landing craft headquarters at Bombay. The conversion involved turning part of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices and the installation of additional British command and control and communications equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver. Echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches. Type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QHG hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. Additional single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. When completed, her troop carrying capacity was reduced by 50. Sometime in June 1944, the flotilla personnel moved into the Royal Marines camp at Kemba on the outskirts of Bombay, where they were to remain until November 1944, when the Eastern Fleet was restructured and renamed the East Indies Fleet. Under this new organization, the flotilla relocated to Chittagong, which was to become their main base of operations for the fleet's amphibious assault force, Force W. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the codename Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. At this time, the flotilla is believed to have been renumbered to 250 and consisted of SILS 114, 120, 173, 265, 279, 285, 286, 304, 312, with three vessels converted into LCHS. Numbers 261, 267 and 287. Operation Dracula. In early March 1945, LCH 267 was allocated to participate in Operation Dracula, the amphibious assault on Rangoon. Vessels for the operation were moved from their bases in India and Ceylon and India together off Akiab and Kiakpu, Burma. The main assault force sailed in four convoys from Kiakpu, the slowest, Dog of 4 knots, on April 27, followed by Easy on 28 and Charlie and Baker at roughly 24-hour intervals thereafter. LCH-267, in company with LCH-101 and 317 sailed from Kiakpu on April 29 in assault convoy Charlie. LCH-317 broke down on May 1 and was taken in tow by one of their escorts, the Indian sloop Cauvery. Once assembled, the ships of the four convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. Assault Group W1, commanded by Captain E. Tyndale Cooper, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Persimmon and Barpeter, landing craft, headquarters, LCH-317, 4 landing craft, infantry, 9 landing craft, tank, 3 landing craft, gun, 2 motor launches and 4 harbor defense motor launches. Assault Group W2, commanded by Captain T. I. S. Bell DSC, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Silvio, Glenroy and Prince Albert, landing craft, headquarters, LCH-101, 10 landing craft, infantry, 8 landing craft, tank, 2 landing craft, gun, and an unstated number of motor launches and harbor defense motor launches. The role of LCH-267 is unclear. The assault convoys arrived at the Lowering positions 30 miles off the Yangon River during the night 1st to 2nd May, Captain Tyndale Cooper, Senior Officer Assault Group Y, with Brigadier L. V. Hutchison commanding the 71st Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Smith to LCH-317. Captain Bell with Brigadier I. Lauder, commanding the 36th Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Waveney to LCH-101. At 02:30 on May 2, the assault group were formed up on the LCHS. Once the maneuver was completed, the two groups set off for the beaches. The landing craft touched down shortly after 7 o'clock. Assault Group Y at Kyaukton Creek on the eastern bank of the Yangon River, Assault Group W2 at Sadingmut on the western bank. There was no opposition, the Japanese had left Rangoon. The first troops landed in Rangoon town at 1700 on 3 May. All assault vessels were released for return to India on May 8. Post-war. LCH-267 was returned to US naval custody on March 13, 1946, and struck from the Naval Register on April 5, 1946. The vessel was transferred to the State Department for disposal and sold in April 1946, to the Indian Navy along with ILS-173, 231, 244, 261, 265, 279, and 312. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.